Thank you. I'd like to call to order the Public Engagement Commission meeting for Wednesday, February 26. With that, I think we can do the start with the Pledge of Allegiance. Ready? Begin.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Can we do roll call?
Yes. Commissioners, please remember to speak into your mic. Commissioner Almaraghi?
Present.
Commissioner Goodman?
Present.
Commissioner Klein Rothschild?
Present.
Commissioner Ibarra? Commissioner Kelly?
Present.
Youth Commissioner Mannion?
Present.
And Chair Paz?
Here.
Thank you.
Now we move to public forum. Do we have any public speakers online?
If anyone wishes to speak on an item not on the agenda, please use the raise hand icon and I will call on you. Okay, we have no public slips, and Chair Paz does not look like we have any public forum at the moment.
Thank you. Before we move on to the consent agenda and then a presentation by staff, I would like to proudly introduce two new faces to our Public Engagement Commission. First is Lori Goodman, who is the Executive Director of LEAP and is deeply connected to low-income families living and working in Goleta. She's on the Executive Board of the Kids Network of Santa Barbara County, past Chair of Courage the Lead Alumni Committee, and most recently served 7 years on the Library Advisory Commission for the City of Goleta. So happy to have her serving with us. Thank you. Would you like to say a few words?
Thank you. I'm delighted to be here. Thank you for appointing me.
Thank you. Next, we have Gareth Kelly, who has spent nearly two decades working as a self-employed business owner. He's a member of the Santa Barbara South Coast Chamber of Commerce, alumnus of the City of San Luis Obispo Leadership Program, a volunteer and former player for the Santa Barbara Rugby Association, active in local nonprofits, and a graduate of the city's LEAD Goleta Community Academy. Welcome, Gareth. Would you like to say anything?
Glad to be here. Thanks for the intro, and nice to meet everyone.
Thank you. That moves us to our consent calendar, approval of Public Engagement Commission meeting minutes of November 20th, 2024. Do I have a motion?
I move that we accept the minutes from the prior meeting.
We have a motion and a second. We need a roll call.
All right, we'll do a roll call vote. Commissioners, again, please remember to speak into your mic. Commissioner Almaraghi? Commissioner Goodman?
Aye.
Commissioner Klein Rothschild?
Aye.
Commissioner Kelly?
Aye.
Commissioner Mannion?
Aye.
And Chair Paz?
Yes.
All right, thank you.
Great. Now we move to item B1, Public Engagement Commission Future Goals and Responsibilities. Ms. Hoover.
Good evening, Chair Paz. Good evening, Chair Paz and commissioners, and a special welcome to our new commissioners and everyone who is joining us tonight. I'm Kelly Hoover, the Community Relations Manager for the City of Goleta, and we are here tonight to talk about the future of the Public Engagement Commission. Future efforts, future goals. And tonight, I will say, is meant to be a brainstorming session, part one, if you will. We are going to take your feedback tonight and ideas, and then we are going to come back at a later date with direction. So no decisions are going to be made tonight. We're just hoping for great discussion and some guidance for you to help shape the future of the Public Engagement Commission. As our city clerk brilliantly explained it to me, it's like throwing spaghetti on the wall and seeing what sticks. So let's dive in. So I know the background is outlined in your staff report, but for the purposes of our discussion tonight and for those watching, let's take a brief history into what brought us to where we are today. So the timing is perfect. It's a new year. We've got new faces on our commission, and it's time to look ahead and see the next steps for this very valuable group. The PEC was established in 2017 as part of a settlement agreement with the Goleta District Elections Committee and a desire of the council to increase public engagement at city meetings and activities. And the council at that time gave PEC some specific goals to accomplish. PEC got to work, and they made recommendations on all that it was asked to weigh in on, including, but not limited to, council compensation, moving the council meetings till after 5 p.m. so that the public could more easily participate, whether the mayor's term should be 4 years, and a huge undertaking, district mapping for district elections. So once all of those goals were achieved, the question was asked, now what? Is this commission really needed? And the answer was a resounding yes. So in 2022, the PEC was established as a permanent commission, and the purpose was to advise the City Council on all matters related to public engagement and ways to increase public participation in city meetings, events, on boards and commissions, and even running for public office. The goal really is to ensure a diversity of perspectives are brought to the table here for decision making. So I thought it'd be helpful just also read exactly what PEC should be making recommendations about quickly. How the public can become informed about and influence public decisions, how to interest and encourage people to become engaged in civic and political life through elected, appointed, and volunteer positions, how the city should best communicate with residents to inform them about public problems, issues, and policy matters, what venues, technologies, and available platforms should be used to best reach and inform residents about city government, how to ensure equitable communication and outreach, and how to ensure that all residents are invited to engage with the city government and are comfortable doing so, including Spanish speakers and historically underrepresented groups, how to best involve residents in public discussion and deliberation on city matters through public comment, community surveying, stakeholder outreach, and other means. And the last one is a big one, any other matters as directed by the City Council. So that brings us fast forward to where we are today. How does PEC help accomplish these goals? So we did some quick research at other cities across the country and found that there are many cities who don't have a public engagement commission at all. And then there are other cities that have a similar one to ours, or variations of it. So really, it depends on the size of the city, the needs of that particular city, and the priorities. So obviously here in Goleta, it's unique. We have our unique set of circumstances. We're near an airport, we're near a world-class university, we're known as the city where families want to be and grow. We have 32,000 people in Goleta, but easily double that amount that commute here and work here every day. And an interesting stat that has just come out is that we do have an elderly aging population, and it is estimated that 1 out of 4 Californians will be over the age of 60 by 2030. So that is a demographic we should pay attention to. Also in Goleta, 35% of the population speak a language other than English, and 22% of Goletans speak Spanish, and 7% speak Asian or Pacific Island languages. So there's a lot of different, we have a diverse community, and we want to make sure that everybody is hearing about what's happening and has a chance to participate. And it's also important for this group to recognize, if you don't already, that we do a lot of outreach already across all different platforms. So just to kind of recap what we do, we use our website, press releases, our monthly newsletter, social media, next door, videos, text, email, city notifications. We have our A-frames, we have light post banners, we have Goleta TV Channel 19, we have many community events, and pretty much everything we do at this point is in English and Spanish. And what our data tells us is that every year we are continuing to grow our audience, and we're doing that by frequent and consistent outreach. So that being said, We welcome ideas from PAC tonight on how we can reach more people, how we can make sure they know what's happening, how to be a part of the decision-making process. We also have some ideas on future work for this group and are also interested in hearing what you think would better engage and connect our community. So with that, I will open it up for comments. Chair Paz.
Commissioners, if you could use your button in front of you to raise your hand or to speak, that would be great. Then I can call people in order if you like.
Is it just turning on your microphone?
Yeah. The little button on the green one right there. Oh, they fixed that. Want to raise your hand? We'll do it old school. Someone wants to speak. Commissioner Omaraji.
Chair Paz, in terms of increasing participation, I mean, I think it looks like we have an excellent job in using all the various social media and everything around the A-frames. I see them everywhere. You know, I think also commissioners and our friends, personal invitations to watch the proceedings either online or come here. I've given out personal invitations to my friends who I think, and then of course also encourage them to apply for available commission positions in PEC or elsewhere, you know. But I think in that way, and I've received positive response. Of course, everyone is busy, they say, you know, but I'm working on that. I think to start a discussion, I think that is in terms of personal invitations to sit there and get familiar with it. I should also make a comment that people I spoke to have very good opinion of the city of Goleta and of the officers. They are happy that they get good response when they ask for help with, sidewalk dumping, for instance. Some people just leave stuff at the bus stops, and the houses closest there, they say they call the city, takes them maybe a day or two, but they are happy with, you know, being the response. Anyway.
Thank you. I think, Commissioner.
I have a little spaghetti to throw on the wall here. So I want to reflect on a couple things. One is there's a Netflix show that's called Join or Die. And it's written, it's by the lead author, is the one who wrote the book Bowling Alone. And talks about how when we aren't involved in our civics and our community, it affects our own health and our own engagement. So how important it is for people to be involved in their own communities. I know that you and the team do a tremendous job of reaching out online through multiple avenues. I also know that a lot of people participate in things like the dam dinner when they come together. So I kind of wondered if there's something we can do in local parks, bring people together. Sometimes it may be about a topic we have for surveys that we want to discuss, or just bringing people together to bring your own picnic lunch, we'll bring the cookies. Getting people together to talk about something that's going on or something that's of interest to them or something they want to share. I feel like the people who are tech savvy and who are online and want to enjoy, they've got plenty of avenues. You do a great job pushing it out. I think we need to bring people together in a local way. We just had some neighbors in our neighborhood kind of invite a number of people for meet and greet. And people came who didn't know each other because they've lived there for different amounts of time. So I think in person, small neighborhood oriented, at local parks, nothing big. I'm not talking about big events, but I'm talking about ways of bringing residents and neighbors together to share and learn and communicate together. So that's a thought.
Commissioner Goodman.
So I have some questions, and I love all of those ideas that Commissioner Klein Rothschild suggested. First I want to say that the level of output is tremendous from our community relations manager and her team. And I'm curious about how you're measuring success. I know that you can measure what goes out, but do you have a sense of which platforms are being engaged with more? What would be a metric of success? Is it just getting people involved in city commissions and coming to meetings? Or is there some other way that we measure engagement in this community? Because I don't know that going to a park with your neighbors, which I think would be fabulous, would count as success in as you defined it. So I would love to know what you're learning from your output and your input.
Thank you, Commissioner Goodman. I will tell you that we do an outreach report every year that you will receive here. I don't remember what month we do it, but it'll be coming up. And we do break down all of our platforms and how they're growing, and we do track. Now, whether I see what you're saying, big picture, though, is we are seeing more attendance at all of our events. We are seeing more applications for boards and commissions. We are seeing more involvement. So we do think what we're doing is working, and we're seeing growth across all of our platforms. City notifications, a number of people that are signed up for those in English and Spanish. Social media is a little slow growing. Instagram is definitely what we're seeing the most growth in, but Facebook and Twitter kind of a slow, or X I should call it, kind of a slow growth. Nextdoor grows without even trying. People always are signing up for Nextdoor. We won't get into a breakdown of the outreach report, but we do track it. You raise a larger question. That's great to think about, is how do we measure success?
Commissioners Mannion, Kelly, do you have any comments?
Yeah, so I was just wondering if it was possible to get more youth positions in the city of Goleta, because with my experience at the San Mario Youth Council, we just have a designated council, and we write laws, we host events for youth, we write for grants to be able to hold the events. So I was wondering if it's possible to have more youth positions in the city, because I feel that if you're starting public engagement at a teenage age, then they're going to be more inclined to do it as they get older and older, whether or not they stay in Santa Barbara or they move to another city, wherever work takes them. So I was just wondering if we could either do a Goleta Youth Council, or have more of our commissions and subcommittees and advisory boards create more youth positions. So that way, and then obviously have these well advertised at the different schools around in the Santa Barbara area.
Thank you. Commissioner Kelly.
Yeah, I have a bunch of linguine. I think it's easier for linguine to stick. These are all great ideas. I love the youth representation ideas. I think that's where it starts. A couple of quick things specifically to this body and this meeting quarterly, and I know there's only four a year, but I wonder if we can't invite a group or a person as a very brief speaker a few of those meetings, whatever club it might be, I don't know, in a very generic sense of hey, why don't you come and introduce yourself to us and the community at the meeting? You get 3 minutes or whatever, because I think it's a double whammy there. We'll probably all learn something, but then they're likely to tell their membership of their group, hey, we're going to the PEC meeting, which will probably then increase either public engagement or people watching or whatever online. So that's one idea. And then another thought is, and I don't know if this is, I can imagine how complicated this could be, and I'm actually surprised most cities are not doing it, which makes me think there's a reason they're not doing it. And that is a city app. And I don't know whether there's rules here or it's a cost thing. I mean, I know in the private sector, it's getting relatively cheap to make an app now, and I want to talk slight two branches of the app. There's an app that you can have on your phone that, you know, you could potentially be at a park and you see a QR code on a thing and that takes you to this Goleta City app. But maybe that app is specific to the stuff that PEC and you do, you know, on the outreach, not so much like, you know, it's not a planning app or it's not like, you know, where you're filing stuff like that. It's more of a just a community knowledge app, right? Again, I don't know about the cost and the involvement in that. I can see it being tricky, but maybe something to explore. Because the QR codes around town on everything would be an easy ad that then drives people to that. And then the slight offshoot of that app is these meetings are on Channel 19, but I think there's probably a tipping point in the generation age-wise. Like, you know, we hear the term cord cutters a lot. A lot of people don't have Channel 19. So I wonder if there's a, I know you can potentially get a YouTube thing going or a Zoom thing going, but I wonder if, you know, like if you turn on your Amazon Fire Stick or your Apple TV, you can get apps there. And so again, might be connected to the other app on your phone that you can have some sort of thing. I know these things probably cost money and time and resources and all that, but those are just a couple of ideas. And then I don't know, does this meeting get sent out in like the Monarch Press in terms of like, you know, because I mean, no one was online and there's no public here. And so if we're going to be a public engagement commission, I feel like we should, you know, try and get the public here, right? And so perhaps that should go out. You know, I know this meeting is the first one and it's a bit of a brainstorming, but, you know, it'd be nice to see a bunch of people sat over there. So that's my linguine.
Thank you. I had a couple of thoughts too as well. One is I think in the past our commissioners who have left us, former Commissioner Schneider and former Commissioner Uribe spoke a lot about being out in the public and being part of this commission, and but actually being out in the public and sort of taking our work on the road, so to speak. Maybe we can look more at that as opportunities come and arise. I know there's opportunities for us to maybe think about various events. I know that you know, there was opportunities perhaps at the Lemon Festival. There's opportunities we've had. I think it was Independence Day for Mexico that there was an event we could have participated in. I know a couple commissioners did actually go, but we have opportunities there perhaps to talk a little bit about the work that this commission is doing, but also in general what the city of Goleta is doing. I know you all do that as part of the work that you do, but it might be good to have other people outside of who are not city staff kind of participating as well. That's one thought I had. And as I'm sitting here, and then when I read Commissioner Kelly's sort of bio and background, and then having participated in the LEAD Academy, and then now being here, that was his path, right? How can we expand more of those experiences, his experience, right? Or Commissioner Mannion's suggestion as well of getting youth more involved earlier on, so hopefully they become more engaged with their city, I think, is a great idea as well. So I would echo those two opportunities as well, because I think those can happen as well. I love your idea about having people come and talk about the work that they're doing. And maybe, obviously, because it has to be within the purview of the city of Goleta's work, they could talk about how they're engaged with the city of Goleta. The city of Goleta provides grants to a lot of nonprofits. That might be an opportunity to engage with our nonprofits in the community. To say, hey, let's do a presentation for some of our nonprofits. Talk about the work that they're doing in the city of Goleta, how it benefits the city's residents. They can learn about the public engagement. We learn about them. The community learns about those particular nonprofits. That's another thought I had as you were talking about it as well. Mm-hmm. Any other comments? Yes, Commissioner Klein-Rachel.
I wanted to add a few thoughts because I realized I didn't say all that was in my head. My thought about getting together in neighborhood areas was that we go where people are. We go to people's work, we go to their neighborhood, and we go with some of the questions that you put in surveys and talk about it. We're here to listen and to learn. And so it's not always staff that's putting it on, But it's our role on the commission for us to go out and to listen to people and bring back their thoughts. So we've talked about, I think, with the equity presentation, how do we get more involvement? Why don't we go to employers in Goleta, neighborhoods in Goleta, and say, we're getting together, we're talking about this subject, we were just here to listen to you. And I think that's part of what I'm hoping, is that we go out where people are and we take their input back. And it's not just the people who participate in the online world. So I hope that makes sense.
Commissioner Kelly.
I know you guys have a ton of work and do a ton of stuff, so we're going to throw all these ideas at you and then do more work, right? I'm cognizant of that. But I think to add to those points, this seems like it's a relatively new commission in the city, and so it's probably less known than some of the others. And so I think one thing we've all sort of touched on is perhaps whether it's the people that sat on this commission or just the commission name in general being a bit more visible, I think is probably a good thing. I know, for example, State of the City is coming up. You know, I'm not saying that necessarily it has to be someone from this commission that says anything, but, you know, I think the city could mention it, because I feel like this commission in some ways is the soft entry point in many ways to civic involvement, right? More so than some of the, you know, planning commission. I've been to a few planning commission meetings. It's like, you know, that's the whole thing, right? But I think, and this touches on the youth thing as well, is like, you know, this is almost the dip your toe into civics that you want to involve with the city. And so perhaps we can, what's the word I'm looking for? Perhaps we can, you know, illustrate that a little bit more and convey that message to the public of, if you're interested in this, this is the commission that maybe you want to pay attention to, because this one is the soft entry point, I think.
Thank you. Any other comments?
Yes.
Commissioner Marigi.
In addition to all of the, all that has been said, there are hot buttons within, dynamic hot buttons within every community, and ours, we are no exception. What are people really concerned about? What the average person is, like scams in the city, the scams with the seniors, scams with the youth, you know, what's happening with the, in case you must have read, you mentioned Nextdoor, people, what's the response to when youth seems to be deviating, you know, and start going gang style, you know. People want to be, there's the constant irritation of bicycles on the sidewalk, you know. And people walking, and you know, it's manageable right now. Do we have a response for security? You know, notifying. This is something I would obviously take more discussion. How could somebody out in the open space, the Goleta side, for instance, you know, who has an emergency, you know. How would you get help to them? You know, there are no street signs. You know, could we adopt the UCSB style where there are periodic blue buttons or red buttons that are self-contained? You know, solar-driven. You don't need any wiring. Somebody push that button, and the location is known to law enforcement. Can we use drones in helping periodic patrol? You know, they are getting cheaper these days, you know. And so, you know, there are so many things that can be discussed in this way, but security is important. There are, I read a lot of people, I read about the angst that many people and anxiety that they have regarding, you know, the protections, how to get help, and what to do. In some cases, it leads to some frustrations. So I'm suggesting that we could look at this and see, do we have, when we plan our meetings, you know, do we have a meeting dedicated to what are the current hot buttons from our community, you know? And so we explore and see what needs to be brought to the attention of the city council, things like that. Thank you.
Commissioner Goodman.
So I asked my questions and listened, and now I have some ideas, thoughts are percolating. I'm hearing a lot about use commissioners to do the work, and I absolutely want to amplify that. Imagine if we go to State of the City or Dam Dinner or coffee with whoever, and we had a T-shirt that said, I'm a commissioner, ask me anything. You could do that for all the commissions, but something like that, that again, encourages people to be curious. I'm also thinking about Goleta's values, and everywhere I go in Goleta, I see live, work, play. And I wonder if we thought about efforts to engage people around those three things. So when we think about living in Goleta, safety, housing, traffic, what does it mean to live here? How do we engage around that? Work, I love the idea of going to workplaces. We want this to be a place where people work, where we have a robust economy. What do we need to make that happen? And play, how do we have joy together as a community? I feel like we could sort of organize our efforts around those three words, and it might just give a little bit of structure as we're pulling the spaghetti off the wall and putting it into buckets. Those might be, you know, sort of a way to think about and organize and even prioritize how you move forward.
Any other comments? I think that's it.
Commission, I would like to address one question that came up that you all are getting a sneak peek preview on. In breaking news is that we are going to YouTube for our council meetings. Nice. We already did a soft launch, so it's actually already happened, but we're going to be announcing it, Monday? Monday we're going to be announcing it to the public, so the public will be able to use YouTube, and it will have closed captioning and also Spanish subtitles for the meetings as well. So that is really going to be a game changer. We've talked to other cities who've moved to YouTube, mm-hmm. and it really makes it so much easier for people to be able to watch the meetings.
Yeah.
So we're really excited about it. So I did want to say that. And then another piece of information I wanted to share is there's going to be a lot of things coming up with our city. We're at a stage at age 23 where a lot of our plans and things that were put in motion are coming to fruition. We have some big milestones coming up. There's going to be a lot of need for public engagement, and you can expect that there will be things coming to this commission.
Great. Final comment.
Okay.
Quick.
Well, is it possible for us to anticipate or to help this? When there are like big city programs like this, the works that has been going on in downtown, you know, the construction, the restriping, you know, before they actually happen, can we get engaged with the public? So because there was a lot of misinformation on that, you know, and if we can get the businesses, you know, get them to be to make sure they are informed so that they feel comfortable, and we can bring that feedback back to the city council. It was really hot for a while. I mean, I'm sure you all know, you saw it on Nextdoor. And I thought that's really, we should be on that front. You know, we have public engagement, and we should, before the project starts, and then during the project to be avenue for discussion for engaging the public. Thank you. That's my final comment.
Thank you. That's it. Thank you. We are moving to item B2, which is selection of chair and vice chair. I know you're not Deborah Lopez, so.
But
be my guest.
Good evening, Chair and Commissioners. No, I am not Deborah Lopez. Blake Markham from the City Manager's Office here on behalf of our City Clerk. The item before you tonight is for the selection of a chair and vice chair for a one-year term. As a reminder on how this process works, the chair and vice chair selections, in just a moment, I'll open up the floor for nominations. Those nominations do not need a second. So we'll start with chair and then we'll hear nominations. If there are any other nominations, we'll take the first one first. Then we'll move on to a roll call vote and then move on to our vice chair selection. Okay? So without any further ado, do I hear any nominations for chair? Okay, I have a nomination for Chair Paz. Are there any other nominations for chair? Hearing none, we can move on to a roll call vote.
All right, commissioners, please remember to speak into the microphone. Commissioner Amaregi?
Yes.
Commissioner Goodman?
Yes.
Commissioner Klein Rothschild?
Aye.
Commissioner Kelly?
Yes.
Commissioner Mannion?
Yes.
Chair Paz?
I accept.
Okay, very good. With that, we'll move on to nominations for vice chair. Do I hear any nominations for vice chair?
Yes. I would like to nominate Commissioner Klein Rothschild to be the vice chair.
Okay, I have a nomination for Commissioner Klein Rothschild. Are there any other nominations for vice chair? Hearing none, we can move on to a roll call vote.
All right, once again, commissioners, please remember to speak into your microphones. Commissioner Amaregi?
Yes.
Commissioner Goodman?
Yes.
Commissioner Klein Rothschild?
Aye.
Commissioner Kelly?
Yes.
Commissioner Mannion?
Yes.
And Chair Paz?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you all.
Thank you. Just so that the rest of the commissioners know, this is my last year on this commission. So I've had two terms, and then I am gone because I fulfilled what I wanted to do. So I look forward to working with you all and serving as your chair, and it has been a pleasure. It's been 7 years, so thank you. Oh, we move to item C, which is the director's report. There you go.
Chair Paz and commissioners, for the director's report, I'd like to begin with something exciting. We just completed our LEED Goleta 2025 Academy, and we'd like to show you a picture of the graduating class, 34, the biggest class we've ever had, five Spanish speakers, and it was a great class. They were really engaged. We extended the class by a half an hour because we were finding, and Commissioner Kelly can attest because he was in LEED Goleta, it always ran over. And so we said, why kid ourselves? We're going to be here for another half hour, so we might as well at least make the class an extra half hour. So it was just a great class. They came through the door every week ready to learn. Many of them expressed that they are interested in moving on and getting involved with the board or commission. I know we'll see these faces at our events and involved. We had 1 week where it was the rainstorm, and we were doing a class that was about emergency service and public safety and Goleta police, so we thought we better cancel that. And of course it stopped raining and it would have been fine, but you just have to make those calls, right? And so we did a combined class 5 and 6 with the graduation. So it was a big night, but we had like a pizza party and ice cream social and made it fun. But they just rolled with the punches. They were a great class. I can't say enough about them. And I think we'll see more of them in the future. And it is a great example of getting people involved and having that turn into something else. So just wanted to congratulate that class. And then now it is calendar time. Just wanted to kind of remind you all of our future dates this year for PEC. Our next meeting is May 21st, 6 o'clock, and then September 3rd and November 5th. And then the city's biggest night of the year is coming up on April 8th at the GLEDA Community Center from 5 to 7, and this is our GLEDA Community State of the City. We hope to see all of you there, and please spread the word and invite everyone to come. We're working behind the scenes to get ready for a very special night and an informative night. And then on May 3rd, this hasn't been announced yet to the public, but here we go. I'll announce it tonight. We're doing our next Coffee in Community in District 3 at Brandon Elementary School, and that will be from 9 to 11 in the morning on May 3rd. And then a big event is coming up on May 17th, and that is Elwood Mesa's 20-year celebration. So that's a Saturday, and it will be a ceremony at 10 in the morning out at Elwood Mesa, and then a whole day of different activities at Elwood Mesa. So look forward to that. And then starting this Saturday, there's going to be volunteer efforts out at Elwood Mesa. So there's a lot going on there, and it's a great way to get involved. Commissioner Goodman, I know you love Elwood Mesa. I've seen you out there. And I did want to also take a moment to surprise you all with a gift from Mayor Paula Perotti. So we'll get those for you. She wanted to thank you all for being commissioners, and she's has this for all of our board and commission members. And so if you all could, maybe Jamie Schott can pass them out. And we should say that we were taking diligent notes tonight to pass along to the mayor and council and put together for future. They were very interested to hear the discussion tonight. And I thought it would be nice, since we are the Public Engagement Commission, if we would get up and take a group photo with you holding your gift, which you can open them up.
I like that. It's really nice.
It'll go in the bag with all the other bags I forget to take into the store.
I was trying to find you in the photo. Were you in the back?
No. I was the year before.
Oh, no wonder.
Yeah.
And one more item I want to mention is that at our next meeting, which is on May 21st, our city clerk will be doing a presentation, an update on the pilot project to have Spanish interpretation at city council meetings. She's going to give us an update on how it's going. Yeah. It's end of my director's report.
The next item is, do we have any commissioner reports in terms of your activities as a commissioner? No, thank you. Thank you. that, I think we are at the last item, which is adjournment. So thank you, everyone, for coming, and have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you, everybody. Thanks.